One psychologist, 20 plus years of experience, and thousands of patients. I'm Dr. Jennifer Pavlik-Bellingrat, and you're listening to the Psych with a Mic podcast. Let's get to it. Hello, and welcome back. Thank you so much for joining me. Just a quick reminder that this podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be used to diagnose or treat a mental health issue without consulting a qualified provider. If you think you need help with a psychological issue, be smart and reach out for an evaluation by a licensed professional. Picture this. You're minding your own business, cruising down the freeway, and some maniac comes out of nowhere, driving like a terrorist, all up on your butt, swerves around you, and takes off. If you suffer from road rage, you may have any number of responses in this situation. Maybe you yell or curse at them. Maybe you flip them off. Maybe you race up and ride their tail or fly past them in return. Or maybe you're the aggressive maniac in the first place. Nowadays, we know that responses such as these can actually get you killed. Every year, the number of people injured or killed in a road rage incident increases. Despite this, some people still struggle with letting things like this go. It's time to grow up, people. Some maniac on the freeway is not worth your sanity, and certainly not your life. Research tells us that young adult males are more likely to experience road rage. As a recovering road rager myself, though, I can tell you that this condition affects women as well. What you need to understand is this. Other people's driving behavior has nothing to do with you. That's right, nothing. Think about it. Has anyone you know ever acted like this toward you on the road? The odds are slim to none. Listen, that terroristic driver on the freeway doesn't know you from Adam. They actually couldn't care less about who they're annoying by their driving. They've obviously got their own crap going on. You're reacting because you're personalizing the behavior of some random wacky driver on the freeway. You have no idea who they are or what their problem is, and you could be anybody on that freeway at that moment, going that speed in that lane. You were simply in the right place at the wrong time. You don't need to own their behavior, their reaction, like it has anything to do with you. You don't need to get upset about that and get enraged about it. It ain't about you. So why do people react this way? Deep inside the brain, there's a tiny almond-shaped structure known as the amygdala. It dictates our emotion and reactivity and is constantly looking for trouble in the form of some type of actual or perceived threat. When road rage occurs, it's because the amygdala is processing incoming information in a way that makes it personal, that makes you think the behavior of a random stranger is actually about you. It's ludicrous and immature when you think about it. So how do we fix this? What you have to do is manipulate that little sucker into changing the way you react to incoming information. Like playing a musical instrument or learning to meditate, you have to practice this skill to get better at it. Let's look at some tactical ideas about how to do that. First and foremost, don't be self-absorbed. That is, consider the intentions of the offensive driver. What do you truly know about them? Is the terroristic driver trying to tick you off? Of course not. If you think so, you're giving yourself too much credit because their behavior has everything to do with them and what they have rolling around in their heads and hearts and nothing to do with you and what's going on in your life. You could literally be anyone whom they think is in their way. It's pretty self-absorbed of you to think that you have such an impact in a stranger's life if you think about it. Secondly, consider alternative interpretations of events. It's possible that the offensive driver is just a straight-up jerk. We all know there are those people in the world. But it's also possible that wacky driver dude is racing to the hospital because his wife and child were just in a car crash and they're in the ER and may or may not make it to see tomorrow. Or maybe the driver is a single mom racing home after a 12-hour shift to spend a little time with her kids she hasn't seen all day before they go to bed. She's wrestling with mom guilt about not seeing them more, so she's racing home to get even a few minutes with them before bedtime. And number three, think about how you want to feel after the event or situation has ended. Do you want your nervous system all amped up, your blood pressure high, your attitude all janky? No? Okay, then don't allow the actions of some fool on the highway to do that to you. They're the one having an issue or a bad day, not you. Now, if you are the instigator in these road rage scenarios, let me talk to you for a minute. Let's say that someone is going slow in the left lane and you're running late, so you get frustrated. First of all, it's not their fault that you're running late, so calm down and check yourself on whose fault it really is. Secondly, it's unlikely that they're trying to be an a-hole, but rather, they're simply not paying attention. Maybe they're daydreaming about someone they're worried about. Maybe they're talking on the phone and not paying attention. Maybe they're thinking about that fight they just had with someone they love. Maybe they're returning a text and don't realize they've let off the accelerator and are now going under the speed limit. Or maybe we're talking about a driver on a side street who's in unfamiliar territory and looking for a turn, so they slow down in the middle of the street to try to make out the street sign in the dark. Been there, done that. Look, I'm not saying these are safe behaviors. I'm just saying be a grown-up and give other drivers the benefit of the doubt. Any way you look at it, again, it's not about you. Now, in addition to what I've already mentioned, let's look at some strategies for those of you who suffer from road rage and tend to instigate these types of situations. First of all, breathe, bruh. When you feel your anger rising, take slow, deep, intentional breaths to calm yourself down. It works. It downregulates the central nervous system and calms you down faster than you might think. Number two, change your tune. Put on your favorite upbeat music or listen to a podcast to distract you from your negative thoughts while driving. Number three, practice better time management. Feeling rushed can make you more prone to road rage. Leave earlier to get where you need to be so you don't feel as stressed about time. Number four, don't be a jerk. Avoid aggressive driving in order to decrease the odds that you're going to have an issue in the first place. This means no tailgating, cutting people off, or making rude gestures. Number five, don't give aggressive drivers the time of day. If someone pulls up next to you and is obviously upset, don't make eye contact and don't add insult to injury by responding to their aggressive or threatening behavior with more of the same. Don't honk your horn or make rude gestures. Just go about your business and get away from them if you can. Number six, take a break. If you're feeling overwhelmed, pull over and take a break from driving. Do some deep breathing and then get back on the road and resume driving. Number seven, report them. If the driver is truly putting others in danger, you can always call 911 and report them when it's safe to do so. Number eight, mind your vulnerabilities. Try not to drive when you're tired, as being fatigued can make you more irritable and prone to road rage. Also, avoid driving when you're already upset, angry, or stressed out. Make sure you're not hungry when you get on the road. Now, if you're headed to a meal, consider a small, high-protein snack before you head out, just to knock off the hanger and get you to where you're going. Number nine, manage your stress. Develop a stress management or relaxation routine that you can use before you have to drive. It can include deep breathing, prayer, meditation, stretching, and so on. Again, it's all about down-regulating the central nervous system to control your reactivity to things. And number 10, get some perspective. I understand it can be frustrating when these things happen, but I assure you that no matter who you are, you're not a perfect driver, and there have definitely been times where your driving was not perfectly considerate of everyone around you. Just freaking calm down and give aggressive drivers some space or make your way around them as soon as it's safe to do so. Trust me, I get it. Road rage sucks, and it can be difficult to overcome. Been there, done that, got the t-shirt, y'all, okay? I used to get all up in my feels until I chose to see things differently. I made myself have empathy for others and made myself aware of my own imperfect driving at times. Now, I just pray for those people. Honestly, I do. It makes driving so much easier when I don't allow others to control my feelings and instead pray for them to heal in whatever ways they need to or to safely get to wherever the heck they need to go. The world can be an angry and hostile place. We don't need road ragers making things worse. Have some empathy and build self-awareness and self-control. It's time to grow up, people. Remember, road rage is never worth it. It can lead to accidents, injuries, and even fatalities. By following these tips, you can help keep yourself and others safe on the road. Be careful out there, y'all. If you enjoyed today's podcast, I'd love it if you'd go on and leave a 5-star review for me. And if you think this could be helpful to other people, I'd love for you to share this free resource to your social media feeds. You can share by tapping the menu button on whatever podcast platform you're listening on right now. Also, take a look at the show notes for information on all the different ways to reach me or see what else I've posted. And if you're interested in teletherapy or coaching with me, just shoot me an email through my website, drbellingrot.com. All right, that's it for today, y'all. Thank you so, so much for listening in. And until next time, I wish you peace, blessings, and fantastic mental health. Take good care and drink more water.